invited to episode number 4 of Built Bricks. Built Bricks is a podcast where basically I just sit down, talk about my life, Lego, what I've been doing each week, and yeah, basically just talk. But I also don't just use this podcast as just a way to talk about my life. I'm trying to connect with you, and I think that's one of the main purposes of Built Bricks. I love connecting with people, and we haven't got any viewer feedback yet, so anyways, a lot of stuff has been happening, not really much, but if you want to give viewer feedback, please go to my email, which is brickmaniazachandant@gmail.com. Please send your feedback there, because that is the only way right now we can do that. And plus, if we did it live on Twitch, it just wouldn't work. I know it won't work. So only for now, you can leave viewer feedback in my email. So I would love to hear from you. That's why I love viewer feedback. So yeah, let's stop wasting 1 minute and 10 seconds and let's get right into this. So today, after the last episode happened, we came back from the hotel. Yippee. We went to an elephant place, which was actually pretty cool. But what was most exciting is that I'm a big Apple fan. I love Apple. I use Apple phones, but I don't use Apple computers. Now, I do have an old Mac, but it just wasn't working for me, and I didn't really like it. I just thought, I just wanted a newer Mac. So, and my mom and dad wanted one too. So we ended up getting a new Mac desktop, and it was a Mac, like 27 inch with Retina 5K display. And this is actually what I'm using right now to record Built Bricks. And boy, do I love it. It is really, really cool. Like this HD camera. Yeah. I know like the audio listeners can't see this, but yeah, like the HD camera, it's pretty crazy. But I'm loving this. So I love the new Mac. It actually came in Monday. It was supposed to come in Wednesday, but it came in a day, like 2 days earlier. So that was yippee. That was really, really fun. But nothing else really happened. It was really just a normal week. I mean, I did school. I did online school. And yeah, it was actually pretty good. But I remember during this week, I was like, I wanted to click the reload button. This is going to reboot. We are changing. And I realized that if I want to give viewers, if I want more people to figure out about Brickmania, I can't just be here talking. I need to have more professional videos. And I realized that that is what I had to do. So basically what I did is I did this. Now with my new editing software on my new brand new Mac, I thought, boom, Zachary, this has to start being professional or else you just won't make it on YouTube. And then I realized, yes, we have to do this. And my first video edited with iMovie, which was a Lego Carnage video. And Lego Carnage is a new bus coming out. You can actually get it right now on Lego.com, and you can pre-order it on Target, as it is a Target exclusive. And I'm really liking it. It looks really, really cool. Creepy Lego. Most people are saying that's good. One person said it was bad. Brother from another break, I'm talking to you. So, yeah. But I realized that you just have to sometimes click on that reload button. You need to think things over. Sometimes there's maybe something else better for you that's out there, and you just have to, know that sometimes you just have to click that reboot button. And I really, really am enjoying Built Bricks. Brickmania is now my passion, but we're going now on a schedule, and a little bit better schedule. I won't tell you the schedule because it's creator only process, but it's a good schedule where we do certain videos on certain days. So yeah, right now the schedule I think is we're going to be trying to post every week, maybe 2 videos a week. We're going to try with the podcast and everything. I think sometimes I need to take a little break from just because I realized that I'm not making good content. I'm really just struggling to make good content. And I think that's because I'm rushing myself. I'm making video after video and they're not even good quality videos. And I realized that I just need to take a break. And no, I won't be like removing myself from YouTube. I would never do that to you guys. I'm just basically slowing things down, starting off with like a couple of videos each week. And I think with this new process, if I can start completing, I think it'll make me make faster, better videos for you guys and videos you guys will enjoy. And I'm starting to get into that. I'm really loving this Mac and everything. So I'm really just excited. I feel pumped, you know, I'm feeling really pumped. And I can't wait for you guys to see what's in store. We have a lot of good stuff in store. Actually, a couple of days ago, it was Mario Day. So I don't know if it was Super Mario or what, but I have a Lego Super Mario World. At first it was in my room, and it was just crowded. I didn't really like it. It didn't show a lot of creativity, you know? It didn't show that spark. So then I moved it to this desk in the attic, and right now it looks beautiful in its new spot, and I think it looks pretty cool. I'm starting to get back into the Super Mario sets. The recent set I got was in December, and I thought that would be good for now because the Lego Super Mario room sets, like courses, like you have to go like this and connect everything, and it sort of takes up a lot of room, especially if you're going a little bit crazy with that creative streak. So I've learned like to, even though right now in the attic, the creative streak's gone really far. I think now I just might lower down on Super Mario. Now, I do know that there's a starter course coming soon, definitely. But it's not that I don't like Lego Super Mario. It's just that it takes up too much room. And, like, all this stuff. Like, Guarded Fortress. Dude, you don't know how wide that set is. It literally takes up, like, one column of a shelf in my room. And I don't really like that. So that's why I moved it to the attic where the Lego City is. And I think the Lego City is looking pretty good. I definitely need some new buildings in there. I haven't made a building in a long time. Right now it looks like trash, actually. I need to get back on to doing that because the reason why it looks like trash is because I used it for a Star Wars movie. Now I haven't posted it yet, but I should. I actually should because it's a really good Star Wars movie and it's called The Violinist. And I had to use the city for that, and I was sort of moving things around. So I'll rebuild that. I'll make a video about it. And yeah, but I think we need to add some stuff to the city. And I think I should start going back into, like, I think we're going to get some more Lego bricks. We got some Lego bricks from a friend. Like, we visited to the state, and we get some Lego bricks from a friend. And we only had enough to fit in our car. So next time, at least, I think we're going to get the rest. So that might help boost up the city. I think he has, like, a bunch of incomplete Lego sets. So it'd be cool building back those Lego sets and stuff and also using some of the pieces for the Lego City because it needs a reboot. Like, a big reboot. So, yeah, we are going to reboot this. This is not... I need to realize that... You need to sometimes just click on the redo button. Click on the restart button because sometimes it really helps you. Actually, I've been doing pretty cool stuff. I've been working really hard. Actually, yesterday was one of my hardest days. I was on this Mac. I was, of course, doing projects. I'm also a filmmaker, which is pretty crazy. Yes, I'm a filmmaker. Also a Lego enthusiast. Actually, speaking of, like, Lego enthusiast. I'm on TikTok. I'm brickmania.z on there. So go check me out if you have a TikTok account. It's actually pretty, pretty cool. I don't post on there as often, mostly because I'm too busy making YouTube content for you guys, but we're always posting there. And actually, here, let me give you some inside information about episode 3. Now, episode 3 was released on YouTube, but right now it's not on Anchor because of this. I contact support, and this is what they said. Let's actually, let's look here. Let's go actually see what she actually said. Okay. So I said, I was uploading my video so that the audio could be extracted and made into the episode, but then it said it couldn't extract it and try again or contact support. I tried it 3 more times, but it didn't work. What's the problem? I even tried exiting out of the window and trying again. That's actually what happened. And then the lady replied saying this, "Hi there. Before we can confirm it's an issue with Anchor, can you please assure that you're using the latest version of your web browser?" Yes, I was using Google Chrome. "Additionally, try clearing out your cache of your browser. That can help with a lot of common snags. If the issue is still happening after giving those a go, you need a little bit more information, like the type of device you are using, the browser that you are using, the file type and size, and maybe screenshots if possible." And I replied saying this, "I was using a Windows 7 laptop," and this was earlier, "I was trying uploading this file from Microsoft Edge and then tried with Chrome, and the file was an MP4 and it was 2.17 gig. That's how much the video was." And I think that's why it takes forever. Anyways, she said, after that, this was actually today, she said, "Hi again. Thank you for getting back to us and for any additional info. To explain, your file was too large for the Anchor process, and the reason why you were having trouble to upload it was a good idea to compress. It's a good idea to compress your file or split into multiple segments first before uploading. For additional info, our web upload is limited to a maximum file size of 250 MB. This includes audio extracted from video files. Hope that clarifies it. Feel free to write back in case you have any other concerns." So that's what she said. And I was like, okay, well, that might be it because the file was too big. And then I was like, hey, yeah, okay, I get it now. Maybe I should shorten my talking. No, I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna do it into multiple segments. So yeah, actually, it's been really, really fun. Yeah, it was really stressful that day. I was in the hotel. I was typing out, like, what the heck is going on? I need to get this episode out there. I post on YouTube. YouTube's fine. It actually took on YouTube 4 hours to upload this video. The Built Brick 17-minute episode. It took, and that might be the reason, because the file was way too big. It took literally 4 hours, and I was like, what? A 15-minute video takes, like, 9 minutes. What's going on? So, yeah, it was crazy. I mean, maybe I was connected to a different Wi-Fi network. I don't know. It was very crazy. And I was like, Anchor, why are you not working? Oh, come on. So it was very stressful. And then I was like, okay, reload. You're gonna be alright. So that's when I contact support. So yeah, that's basically all I did this week. I want to connect with you real quick. This is a question for viewer feedback. If you are a viewer and you love to give feedback, here's a little viewer feedback. Here's a question I want you to answer. It is this. Do you ever feel like you're doing too much? Like you feel like you're going overboard a little bit? I want to get your thoughts on that, and I think that's pretty cool. And I can't wait to hear from you in the email. So yeah, I'm gonna be ready. I'm gonna even mark if you send it in, I'm gonna like mark the emails and make sure these go into a Built Bricks folder. So yeah, thank you guys so much for watching. Please check out my other stuff. This is really, really cool. I love doing this Built Bricks podcast for you. Check out the channel Brick Mania if you're like finding this on Google Podcasts and everything. Thank you guys so much for watching. Bye.